Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
There are arguments for pluralism that are arguments for relativism. They're out there, and it's important to sift carefully and discern well, and there's no claim compatible with Christianity that takes us to relativism, and so it's important to recognize what those arguments are. The argument that I'm making and that many other people have made is really starts with a descriptive argument that we are pluralistic in our beliefs and in society. There's just a lot of difference out there. And so the question, once we recognize and accept that difference, is what do we do with it? And so I'm suggesting that there's a way in which we can live generously and charitably with those around us in a way that does not compromise our own beliefs. So the end game here is not sort of a happy acceptance of all beliefs out there. As Christians, and really anyone, when you press them on it, will say that there are absolutely good and bad beliefs. There's good and evil. And so it's important to be able to be in the public square and be in society and make those claims. But there's a way to do so, maybe not so much in what we say, but how we say it, our tone, our mode of interaction, our willingness to listen to others, even when we disagree. That's what it takes to live in a pluralistic society.
My sense is, and you can correct me if you disagree with this, but my sense is many Christians tend to be defensive about their beliefs because they don't really have answers for some of the challenging questions they may be asked by an agnostic, an atheist, a gay activist, you name it. Do you think we would see less defensiveness if more of us turned off the TV, unplugged from Facebook, and actually engaged in the life of the mind and were, you know, well-versed in things like Christian worldview and apologetics, so when these tough conversations come up, we are confident rather than defensive?
Yeah, I think these questions of discipleship and formation are really important, and part of what we're seeing, especially with things like youth ministry and interaction with kids and on the college level, is a recognition that we haven't done a great job in some areas of discipleship and formation. So there's a real opportunity here. And I think you just named it. The first word of the title of my book is confident. And I think as Christians, we of all people have reason for confidence. And if we take seriously what we're devoting our lives to, then we should have every reason to engage with others and take risks, because we know the end of the story.
In your book, you differentiate between the personal and the legal aspects of confident pluralism. Can you just briefly flesh those out for us?
Sure. The main argument here is that we have to have both legal protections and kind of a civic aspiration framework in place for something like confident pluralism to work. And on the front end, when I get into the legal challenges, one of the real important points there is I just don't think people realize or take seriously enough the current state of the law and how bad it is with respect to something like supporting pluralism.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.